cheno la le qui ho no ko ala le qui ho mie ale qui ho wagala li potalo ale qui ho amoko wecho wagajo ye ilalo ale qui ho wagala li potalo O cheno la le qui ho no ko ala le qui ho mie ale qui ho wagala li potalo. You know, the King James told me that he has the gift of interpretation, so I'm hoping he will interpret what we are waiting. Today is Pentecost. We're told that the Spirit came on the apostles and they spoke in tongues and people were able to understand. So I just spoke in tongues, right? You lost your gift. Anyway, we celebrate today's Feast of Pentecost to remind ourselves of the unseen presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives and in our community. We are celebrating someone who is already within us, or we would not be here at all. So today is not just a commemoration of an event in the past. Today is an actual celebration of the Spirit in us, the Spirit in our community, the Spirit in our world, working every day. Because Jesus said the Spirit is alive and active. So we are not just commemorating the event of Pentecost. We are celebrating the presence of God in our hearts, in our lives, and in our community. The Spirit's gifts are in reality the Spirit himself. So we should celebrate the various ministries and gifts that we have in our parish. So each time we gather here in the church, it is the Spirit at work. If it is not by the Spirit, like St. Paul says in the second reading, no one can say Jesus is Lord. So it is because the Spirit is alive and active that we are gathered here today as a church, as a community. That is what we are celebrating. It is because of his presence that we have Gabriel who renders beautiful music and his group every Sunday because of the gift of the Holy Spirit upon his life. It is because of the presence of God's Spirit that we have so many different groups in this parish working to keep this parish going and bringing God's life, God's gift to us every day, every Sunday when we gather. So we are celebrating the presence of God in our lives, in our hearts. We are celebrating the gifts that God has given every one of you, that you continue to contribute and show your love for God as you serve him every day here in this parish community. Wherever anything good, true or noble or joyful happens, there is the Spirit at work. And I saw that very, very evident 2 days ago at the convent, and the sisters were very generous to welcome us. The family ministry kicked off on Friday, and I was there with a lot of kids. John was there, Simon, and we had about more than 30 kids, and 60 people were there, and we had fun, we had the presence of God, we had joy, and it's like I didn't want it to end. The Spirit of God was there. So wherever we find goodness and love and beauty, that's where the Spirit is. And that is what the church reminds us today, that we can nurture this, we can celebrate this. The Spirit is alive, the Spirit is active. The invitation today is for us to long to be able to understand his presence, that his presence in our lives, we understand his working and experience his glory. And reflecting on today's homily, I'm making a decision not just to allow or pray the novena to the Holy Spirit when we are approaching Pentecost, but I begin and I want to make it part of my spirituality that during the course of the year, I'll be able to say this novena to be able to revive the spirit in me. Father David Pivonka, who is an expert in the spirit, he says he has a finger rosary. And he says that during the course of the day, he invites the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a person, and he needs a relationship with us. So we shouldn't wait till Pentecost before we think about him and celebrate him. The Christian life is very joyful and very impactful when we are attentive to the movement, to the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. So the challenge, dear friends, is for you to find a very unique way that you can relate with the Holy Spirit. If you want to do the Come Holy Spirit prayer, Father Jess loved doing that, that's very fine. If you have a song that connects you with the Holy Spirit, maybe when you wake up every morning, invite the Holy Spirit into your life. Or if you want to do the novena maybe once a month, just to keep that relationship. And as long as we have him very active in our lives, friends, he is the primary agent of evangelization. You don't have to work very hard once you have the Spirit. You are able to do a lot. When the apostles were filled with the Holy Spirit, the first homily that Peter gave, he converted a huge number of people because of the Holy Spirit. So, friends, we are not celebrating something in the past. We are celebrating a reality that is present, that is active in our lives. And I am a witness, I'm a beneficiary of the presence of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes people ask, how do you prepare your homily? How do you prepare your reflection? Friends, sometimes I don't sleep. I'm sleeping and I'm meditating and there is that inspiration and I'm up the bed and I'm writing something. And it happens 2, 3, 4 times every night. I'm preparing for homily. It's not by power, but by the Spirit. By the Spirit. So I have first-hand experience of the Spirit and you have first-hand experience of the Spirit. The invitation is for us to recognize it and try to nurture that relationship to grow by prayer and by silence. St. Augustine says, the Holy Spirit is a spirit of silence. When we cultivate the habit of silence, we understand him, we understand his movement. And so I want to invite us to give a moment of silence and ask the Holy Spirit to come again and fill us and touch us. Veni Sancte Spiritus. Spiritus, Veni Sanctus Spiritus. If you know it, join us. Let's sing it and invite the Holy Spirit. Veni Sanctus Spiritus, Veni Sanctus Spiritus, Veni Sanctus Spiritus. Spiritus, come, Father. Spirit, come light of our hearts, Veni Sancte Spiritu, Veni Sancte Spiritu, Veni, Veni Sancte Spiritu.